Good morning, and welcome to Our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. We've talked about and listened to the songs of the wood thrush and the hermit thrush on this program, and we all are familiar with the friendly robin and bluebird, even if we don't realize that they, too, are in the thrush family. But thrushes do not grace only the New World. Indeed, of the 300 or so species of thrushes, most live in the Old World, and there, as here, the family boasts some famous singers, including the nightingale. Other European thrushes are the blackbird, the one baked in the pie, much like our robin in posture and habits, the ring ouzel, the field fare, the missel thrush, the song thrush, and the redwing. But nowhere in a list of European thrushes can be found the darkling thrush. I've always wondered about that, so this morning we'll address it. The Darkling Thrush is the title of a poem by Thomas Hardy. It is not really about a bird at all. It is dated December 31, 1900, and is essentially a pessimistic contemplation of the turn of the century. The lines about the bird are as follows. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-hearted evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-beruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So what bird is this? Of the thrushes that would be in England in December, that would sing a full-throated even song, there are only really two candidates, the European robin and the song thrush. And had it been the robin, Hardy certainly would have used that name. The song thrush, Turdus philomelus, then, is the obvious candidate. Its song is more musical than the others. Thus, the species name, Philomelus. It comes from mythology, from the story of Philomela, who was turned into a nightingale, which is why the nightingale is often called Philomel in poetry. So the species name of the song thrush alludes to its cousin, the nightingale. But back to Hardy's poem. According to an appreciation of A Darkling Thrush by one A.E. Stallings, the word darkling, as used by Hardy, is not an adjective actually describing the bird, but rather an adverb. So it had been used by Shakespeare and Keats. Thus, the title could be rendered The Thrush in the Dark. So Hardy's bird that he called the darkling thrush, singing at the close of day and year and century, is the European song thrush. And here is his song.